Hebrews in the 9th chapter, the 10th, the 22nd verse. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood is no remission. Yes. It was therefore necessary that the pattern of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Right.
You might not mark in your Bible. That's okay. I mean, that's all right. But one preacher picked mine up one time, a good preacher friend of mine, just picked up and looked at it. He said, "My Lord, looks like a hen's been scratching." I said, "This old hen knows whatever scratch stands for." Hallelujah. And so I underline this, to appear in the presence of God for us. Hallelujah. And verse 25, "Now yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others, for then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Oh, hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the promise of the word of God that you're coming again. Oh Lord, open our understanding tonight and give us an insight and help us, oh Lord, and touch and help us that we may be able to speak as the oracles of God. Lord, I pray that you would hide us in the cross, that men would not see us, but see the crucified Savior, the soon coming King of glory, the one who sits at the right hand of God, the Father, making intercession for us tonight. Oh Lord, give us eyes to see, minds to understand, ears to hear, hearts to receive the Word of God. I'm not just asking you to let us preach, but anoint us to preach. We need the anointing, Lord. Anoint us to preach your gospel, and we'll thank you and praise you and give you the glory and give you the honor for it in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help us and you would help us, Christ is sacrificed for us. Hallelujah. Christ is sacrificed for us. Oh, hallelujah. No wonder 1 John the 3rd chapter said, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God." Hallelujah. Oh, what amazement it is when a God so great, a God so omnipotent, a God so omnipotent, a God who is eternal, everlasting, almighty, without end, without beginning.
Right.
A God who you cannot measure.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
Who has unlimited powers.
Yeah.
Who is so holy until we cannot walk into his presence and live.
Right.
Oh, God, have mercy. Oh! I love to go into God's Word, and I love to study about the things that and the powers and the forces and the strength of God and the broadness of God and the height. And yet I don't know it. I mean, I don't. I really don't. But different writers have expressed different things about God, and I like to go in there and look at them, and I like to take them and think about them and say, "That's my God."
Right? Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Let me testify just a minute, if I could, just right quickly. In one of the jungle areas that we went to where there'd never been
any white people to go before. And we went there, Brother Frank and my wife and myself and my nephew, and they had never heard a gospel message. We went and talked to the chief, and the chief told us that we'd have a special meeting that night. And I asked him, I said, "Have you ever heard of the gospel of Jesus Christ?" He said, "Yes." Said, "I heard of it." Said, "One time there was a man come through here, and he sung a song. A gospel song with a guitar, and he sung a gospel song." Said he went on. Said he said he was coming back. Never have. Now you got to remember, these people don't have a clock. They don't have a calendar. Tuesday don't mean no more than Sunday. Sunday don't mean no more than Friday. I mean time. Month April don't mean no more than March, and March don't mean no more than December. They just go by rainy season and dry season. So all these things that we term so much don't mean so much. But we talked with this chief Sila. And asked him, could we have a meeting with them? And he said, yeah. And he said, tonight we'll have a special meeting over at the big house, which where everybody gathers together. It's a community center. They don't have televisions and all this kind of stuff over there. Well, they don't even have electricity. And praise God, it might help some of our folks do without some electricity. So I'm praying. Hallelujah. But anyway, we met with the people of this village. I'd say several hundred people. There was four Sila, Sila 1, 2, 3, 4. And so we met with them, and they lay in their little hammocks with the little black hats on, the wide ties, the big old wide ties. I mean, the wider, the brighter, the better. They like it. I mean, they're true Indians, barefooted, and lay in their hammocks. And I stood before them, faced them, and them laying there, and they began to ask me questions. Finally, I said to them, I said, "Do you mind if I make a little speech?" They were asking me, you know, "How do you know, and what do you know, and this, and how do you know this man Jesus? Where'd you meet him? What city is he from? Where'd he?" And I said, "Do you mind if I make a little speech before you ask me a lot of questions? Can I kind of go in?" They said, "Yeah." So I made about a little 45-minute speech to them. And I told them about the great God of heaven that put this son up there. I said, "I know him."
All right.
Hallelujah. I said, "The same sun that shines on you shines on us in America. The same sun that come walking across this way and walked on down on the other side. I know the God that put it up. I know the God that caused that moon to follow it and those stars to wink at us at night. I know the God that put those sparrows out and put the parrots out here in the jungle and the monkeys and these things and the fishes in the sea and all these." And I said, "This God loved us so much after we had done so bad and failed Him in every way, black man, white man, brown man, yellow man. All of us fail Him, but that God loves us so much till He finally sent His own Son to die in our stead. And He died that we might be brought back to this God and know this God."
Right. Come on.
That old chief smote his chest and said, "I've never heard nothing like it, but something in here tells me that's right." Today we have over 100-something membership in that little village. Praise God. The marvelous gospel of Jesus Christ. Christ sacrificed for us. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews takes and pulls down the law and the sacrifices that Moses made and the sacrificial sacrifices according to Moses. It pulls away from those sacrifices and annuls them and does away with them and says they're not needed anymore. It speaks of better things for us. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know about you, but I love comfort.
Come on.
I don't always get it like I want it, but I like it anyway. I have enough of it. You understand what I'm saying? But I like comfort. And I told you as I come to the pulpit about the sacrifices that was made. Could we just for a few minutes walk back past the cross and on back down the hill of Golgotha and on past Pilate's hall, and could we walk on back and on out of Jerusalem and walk on back out and go on back out and go on back in time and roll the calendar back, and let's look over yonder and see some sacrifices that are made of little innocent lambs that were being forced and pulled by force. Let us look at bullocks that had to be forced to the altar. Let's look at the goats that had to be forced. The heifers that had to die and their ashes sprinkled. And all these things that come to pass. And these animals suffered, and not knowing why they were suffering and sacrificing, and chosen of man, not chosen of God, but they were chosen of man how to be the sacrifice, and yet they didn't realize what they were dying for. And when they no doubt come into that temple, into that altar, and smelt that blood, how they begin to rebel, and they begin to recant, and they begin to try to pull back, and they had to tie them to the horns of the altar, and they had to bring them down there to make the sacrifice. Oh, but dear friend, let's walk away from there and come back down the dusty trail and back up toward our day, and head back toward our day, and let's walk back. Let's walk back into the Garden of Gethsemane and look out there and hear one crying and praying until his sweat became as great drops of blood. And he's prayed and he said, let this cup pass from me, nevertheless not my will, but thine be done. I tell you, let's step back past that and look at him as he's walking towards the Jordan. And all of a sudden, John the Baptist looks at him and says, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. The sacrifice is there. That is the one that God has ordained. That is the one that's come, hallelujah, to take away our sins. It has been from the very beginning that men have made sacrifices. If you go back and study the book of Genesis, you'll find out that Adam and Eve, when they sinned, God took skins of animals and covered them and covered them in them. They knew they were naked. Sin revealed to them their nakedness. Sin brought conviction and condemnation. Sin brought guilt. You're not guilty tonight because Jesus died. You're guilty because of sin. Yeah, hear me tonight. It was not the cross that brought us condemnation. It was not the dying of the Savior that convicted us, but it was our sins who cried out and said, you're guilty. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And you see, because before he died, even in Adam and Eve's time, when they partook of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, all of a sudden their eyes were opened to the realization that they were naked. Had they been naked before? Oh yeah. They were born that way. They had lived that way. It had not disturbed them until they disobeyed God. Oh, sin is disobedience to God. Sin is trespassing. Sin is rebelling. Sin is refusing. Sin the night will cause you to run and hide from the Almighty God. Oh, hallelujah. And so a little animals no doubt had to die. It doesn't say that in the Bible. Now, I understand that. But somewhere God got skins. I've had a little controversy on this. So it don't really matter with me, but you'll have to admit by the Bible that there was skins provided somewhere by God to cover it. And then there come Cain and Abel, who was making sacrifices. Yes. It seemed to be in the heart of everybody to want to make somewhat of a sacrifice. But friend, we must not just make a sacrifice according to our wills and according to our wants, but we must make it according to the will of Him who called us. We must present our body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Him, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed in the renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. Would somebody say amen? I want to preach Christ is our sacrifice. Hallelujah. Men sacrificed down through the years. God finally told Moses when Israel was to leave out and he was to deliver them, they were to choose a lamb of the first year, a lamb without spot, a lamb without blemish. He had to be a particular lamb. It couldn't be an old one-legged lamb or a three-legged lamb. It couldn't be a sick lamb. It couldn't be a spotted lamb. But it had to be a true lamb, a pure lamb, the best could be found. But still, that was not sufficient. Though they took the blood of this lamb and sprinkled it on their doorposts and on the lintel, and they stayed behind the door while death passed by, and they come marching out behind death after it had passed on because they had been behind the lamb. Oh, lambs died, lambs died, lambs died. But there was not the true lamb. That was not the complete sacrifice. Of these lambs dying, this blood being shed, going into the temple and sprinkling the blood on the altar and on the people and on the furniture and then into the Holy of Holiness. I went to the high priest once a year, and he went in there not without a sacrifice. Oh, hallelujah! For himself and for the people, but it was done every year. And it was all it was saying, as if we had borrowed and we are paying. Just paying the interest of it. We're not really paying the principal. We're not really paying the note. All we're doing is moving it over. I remember some time ago I went to the bank to borrow some money, and I went in and talked with the banker. And I told him, I said, "Mr. Harris, I want to borrow some money." And I told him how much I want to borrow. And he said, "Sure, sure, Brother Neil. Yeah, we'll loan you the money." I said, he said, "Now, how do you want it?" I said, "I want it on a 90-day note.
Come on.
To mature on 90 days. And I want to pay it off in 90 days. He said, "We can do that." So we talked on a little bit. I said, "Now, what if I can't pay that off in 90 days? He said, "Well, just pay the interest and we'll push it forward for another 90. I said, "Fine." You know, I said, "Something could happen, you know, something could happen." And he said, "I understand that things do happen." I said, he said, "Yeah, we could just push that on forward another 90. I said, "Thank you." I said, "But Mr. Harris, what if something happened in that second 90? He said, "Well, we could push it forward another 90. I said, "Well, let's just say something happened after that 90. He said, "Now, Brother Neil, we'd have to have some money here directly. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Every year kept pushing them on.
Yeah. Yes,
there was that continual remembrance of sin. All it was doing was just pushing things forward. All it was doing was just saying, "That'll just cover it temporarily, but you got to come back next year and do it all over again. Another lamb must die. There must be another sacrifice made. This will only do temporary. This is just a push forward situation." Oh, but listen, there come a time when the very Son of God, the Lamb of God, hallelujah, chosen of God, ordained of God, sent from heaven by God the Father, God the Father gave him a body, hallelujah, a sacrifice thou wouldest not. Now I'm tired of all this rolling power stuff. I'm tired of all this extra stuff. I'm ready for a full payment. The wages of sin's death. Somebody's got a doubt for this. It's not the lamb that sinned. It's not the heifer that sinned. It's not the bullock that sinned. It's not the goat that sinned. It was man that sinned. Sin entered the world by man. Can you say amen? Well, I've been taking some interest, but I want some payment now. Hallelujah. it. I want this thing straightened up and God ordained and God sent a body. Hallelujah. He wouldn't let him be Aaron and sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat. Oh, but he became our mercy. He became our salvation. He became our redeemer. He became our kinsman. He was made likened unto us. He suffered for us and died for us. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah to heaven. Oh, what a Savior. To be proud of, bless His name. For to rescue me from glory, Jesus came. Hallelujah, hallelujah. His mission in this world and in this life was not to build skyscrapers. No, no, no. It was not even to cleanse leopards, though He did it. It was not really how to feed bread to a multitude, although He done it. It was not His mission was not how to show men that He could do tricks and do miracles. But His mission was to save that which was lost. To save Oscar Oakley. How to save Neil Bridges. To save every sinner. His mission was to pay the price. Hallelujah. His mission was to give Himself for our sins. Hallelujah. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Glory, the speaking blood. You hear me tonight? The Bible said that it speaks better things than that of Abel. Abel's blood cried out from the ground unto God. And God went and had comforts of it came over Abel and over his blood. And He said, look at here, Cain. The blood of your brother Abel's been talking to me and been crying out to me. But now I hear blood crying again. But it's the blood of a Redeemer. It's the blood of a kinsman. It's the blood of the Savior. Hallelujah. It's the blood of the sacrificial lamb. The Passover lamb. Oh, God. That speaks better things than that of Abel. The blood of Abel condemned Cain. But the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses and washes and sanctifies and pays for our sins. Our sins in full. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, blood, 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 blood. Thank God. Sacrifice. The price to be paid. To appease God. To step in between the wrath of God and the sins of man. Hallelujah. To blot out our transgressions. To give us sweet assurance that we can have this confidence and have this blessed hope. Hallelujah. Rested in our soul and in our body and in our lives. Hallelujah. He offered Himself. He was not forced to go, but it was His desire and His will. The will of the Father, not my will, but thine be done. I'll do it. Hallelujah. Nobody had to force Him. They could not have forced Him. He could have called more than 177,000 angels at one time had to come to His rescue and delivered Him. Hallelujah. Well, one angel killed 120,000 at one shot. Praise God. What would 177,000? They could have wiped this thing clean. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, He was our sacrifice. Glory to God. And men tried to sacrifice. And they tried to turn the wrath of God. And they tried to find the favor of God. And the redemption of God. And the pleasing of God. But they could not find it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, listen. His blood bought us. Hallelujah. We're blood-washed. We're blood-bought. You hear me tonight? Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. For Christ, who is our Passover, is sanctified for us. Sacrificed for us. He paid the price. Hallelujah. The blood had to be there, my friend. If it wasn't, death is going to visit anywhere the blood wasn't. I'll tell you tonight, if you hadn't got the blood on you, how death's going to get you. You hear me? The second death will nail you. It'll get you. It'll take you down. Oh, our Passover. He became our Paschal Lamb. He became the one who died in our stead. Oh, oh, glory, oh, glory. He became a high priest forever. Not after Aaron, but after Melchizedek. He did not take a lamb, but he was a lamb. Hallelujah. He did not lead a lamb, but he walked as a lamb. Glory, glory, glory. He did not go as Aaron went, but he went as Melchizedek. Oh, the Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. The King of Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, he was a king, and he was a prince, and he was a lamb, and he was a priest, and he was Alpha, and he was Omega. He was a bread. He was a water. He is the offspring of David. He's a bright and morning star. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, he is the everlasting, the Almighty. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
Come on, Brother Richard.
We're purchased with his own blood.
Right.
He purchased us.
Yes.
Amen. And this word purchase means to acquire by buying.
Yes.
By paying the price in full.
Yes.
For whatever the debt is.
Come on. Come on.
Amen. We were debtors. We owed a debt we could not pay. He paid a debt he did not owe. Amen. I'm not paying that. I don't owe that. I don't blame you. If you don't owe it, I wouldn't pay it either. But when it comes to sin, you owed it. And so did I. Yet he paid it. Hallelujah. He took our place. Instead of us dying, we found life, and that more abundant. You know, so many people think to be saved that you just give up so much and you don't have no fun. Man, you ain't had no fun till you really get saved.
Come on, man. Come on.
Hallelujah. You talking about living. You talking about having fun. You ought to try eating this fried chicken and stuff like that. And most of all, feel this good Holy Ghost run to heaven is your soul. Praise God, to have this sweet consolation. Know that if the earth, the tabernacle of this house were to be dissolved, you have one eternal in the heavens not made with hands. Praise God. Oh, what a joy it is to be saved. He became our sacrifice. He paid the price. He bought us, hallelujah, with His own blood. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Abraham bought a tomb to bear Sarian. Jacob bought a field. Potiphar bought Joseph. David bought a threshing floor. Boaz bought Ruth with a shoe. Judas bought a graveyard. But Jesus Christ bought the souls of men with His own salvation and with His own life, that we might have salvation and might be saved. Hallelujah. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in spirit. That word glorify means to praise and to honor and to worship. You're in order to praise Him. You're in order to glorify Him. You're in order to worship Him because He paid the price and bought you that you could be saved. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh. In this ninth chapter, 12 times the word blood is mentioned here.
Come on now.
And it talks about the blood. Oh, the blood of bullocks. The blood of goats. Oh, yes, the blood of the lamb. Oh, but listen. But the bulls and the goats and the ashes of heifers have sprinkled the unclean, sanctified to the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered Himself without spot to God? Oh, hallelujah. Right. Here it is, Father.
Touching God. Touching God.
When He hang on the cross and when He said, "It is finished," and He bowed His lovely head It was forever fixed and settled and finished. Hallelujah. This glorious door of opportunity for whosoever would could come. The news is you don't have to go to hell and you don't have to be lost. I don't care who you are. Jesus paid the price for everyone that no one should be lost. It is the desire and will of God the Father that every soul be saved. Every person in hell will be there as a transgressor. You hear me? Amen. First, He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If God had wanted you in hell, He'd have fixed it where you couldn't have been saved. If God had wanted us to be lost, He would have kept His Son in glory. But He loved us so much until He sent Him in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that we might be the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. He purchased us. He made the sacrifice. Oh, thank God for the sacrifice that was made. Once and for all, they don't have to do it again. It's not a rerun. It's not a replay. Although we preach about it, we talk about it, and I like to shout about it. Hallelujah. But let me tell you, it don't have to happen again. One time is sufficient. It's forever fixed and settled. And He's not only went to the cross, but He's gone to the grave and come out of the grave triumph over death and hell. Amen. And has ascended on high and led captivity captive and give gifts to men. I'm telling you tonight that you can rejoice in that He's purchased your salvation. Christ is our sacrifice, the sacrifice for us. Hallelujah. When justice called, when it deemed that we must stand and we must answer, Christ took our place and in our stead. Hallelujah. When sin demanded that it be paid for, someone must die. Oh, hallelujah. From the balconies of the eternal worlds, from the splendors of the glories, where the angels worship Him, where the heavens recognize Him, where everything in heaven and things in the earth and things beneath the earth bow to Him. There's nothing can stand up to Him. Hallelujah. But He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but He made of Himself no reputation. Hallelujah. He wasn't somebody that everybody bragged on, Brother Oscar. Nobody seen 12 little men seem to follow Him. He started out with more, but they forsook Him. And 12 are following, and one of them was a devil. Amen. Isaiah saw Him before He ever got here. And he said, we hid as it were our faces from Him. Great God, have mercy. How many times did He deal with this old wicked heart of mine? And I turned away. And I said, no. How many times did I hide my face when I should have looked to Him? Hallelujah. And said, save me, Lord. Hosanna. Hosanna, save, we pray Thee. Oh, but Isaiah said, we hid as it were our faces. He was bruised for our iniquities. Oh, brother, our transgressions became His lot and His part. He took them on Him. Hallelujah. He just robed Himself of the beauty of glory, of the beauty of the Father. Hallelujah. And became a servant. I became a slave. I became a lowly man. A man acquainted with grief and sorrows. No beauty about Him that He should be desired. What a man. What a man this man Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I'll tell you what. He's a sacrifice for the souls of every man and woman, boy or girl, regardless of who they are. There was a woman who her husband left while her only child was still a very much infant. Her husband forsook her and left her and that little boy, little baby boy. She was a very common woman, Very, very common. One thing about her that made her so repulsive was her hands was burnt and twisted and turned as far to us. And twisted and turned. There's big scars on her face that pulled her. And wherever she went, it repulsed people because of her situation. She worked in very common things, such as ironing clothes. In those days, they had to stick the irons to the fire or to the stove and set them and press those clothes. She washed clothes by hands with a rub board. She done the meager things and other things that other people didn't want to do to see that this little boy had food and had clothes and got an education. She sent him all the way through high school. He graduated with honors and went on to college. And she seen that he had plenty to go to college. The first year he was in college, he'd write her often and come home and call her. Maybe every few days he'd call home and speak to Mommy. She always seen that he had. She always seen that his tuition was paid. She always saw that everything was taken care of, that he had clothes along with other students. The second year of college, she wrote him about the middle way through the school and said, "I want to come and visit you. I miss you." He didn't come home that summer. And he wrote her back and said, "No, Mom, don't come. This is no place for you." But she wanted to see her darling baby that she had give everything for. So much until she got her a train. And with her little meager pennies, went to the college. And when that boy walked out of the classroom that afternoon, there stood Mother. He was embarrassed. His face blushed. That was his friends, and they said, "Who is that?" He reached and grabbed her and took her aside and carried her and walked away with her. Got her aside and said, "What are you doing here? Don't you know you don't need to be here? Why are you here? I told you not to come." He took her away to hide her. Tears began to run down her cheek. And he said, "Oh, Mom, you should have never come to this place. You should have never come here. You don't belong. You don't fit. Look at you. Look how you look. You embarrass me. Embarrass yourself. Embarrass my friends. Look at you. Look at your face. Look at your hands. Look at them. Haven't you?" "Oh, son," she said, "I've looked in the mirror many a time and seen. I've never asked you before, but why did you do this?" She said, "When I was yet young and you was a little babe.
Come on.
You was just a little bitty boy. Fresh born only a few weeks. Our house caught a fire and your dad and me was outside working. And we saw the smoke coming, and I climbed through the windows, through that fire. And I was burned in my face, and I was burned in my hands, and your dad ran away, but I could not leave you because you was mine." And she said, "I've done it because I loved you so." Oh, listen. And Isaiah said, "We hid as it were our face, and yet look at him, my friend. Look at those scars. You know who it's for? It's for us. Look at the side. You know who it's for? It's for us. Look at that crown of thorns with the blood trickling down. Oh, who is it for? The crown of mockery. Who is it for? We should have been mocked for our sins. But he was mocked for our sins. Oh, hallelujah.
And then we say, you shouldn't have come. You shouldn't have been here. Thank God that He come. Thank God that He suffered. Thank God that He paid the price. Thank God that He did it for us. Woo! Oh! He waded through the horrors of hell. He suffered the sins of mankind. He was afflicted, and we esteemed Him not. Oh, may God have mercy. He was bruised for our transgressions.
I'll tell you what, He purchased for us. Let me borrow your minds for a few minutes. Come with me. We're in the garden and the prayer is finished. And He now speaks and says, let us rise. The inner circle's been asleep. The others have too. And Judas comes with the crowd and kisses Him and betrays Him with a kiss. They take Him and lead Him to Pilate's hall. There, and I'm trying to hurry. I'm going to try not to preach long tonight. But they take Him to Pilate's hall. And there, they scourge Him. Hallelujah. Isaiah saw it several hundred years before it come and said, and said, by His stripes, ye were healed. You're healed. Hallelujah. He purchased, before He purchased our salvation on Calvary, He purchased our healing. Hallelujah. I want you to know that we have a Savior that can heal tonight. Hallelujah. He's a physician of physicians. You hear me? Praise God. There's none like Him. Praise God. Amen. I want you to understand, I don't fight doctors. I'm not against doctors. I do go to doctors sometimes. I do. But I want you to know that He is able to heal. Hallelujah. In the four synonymous of the Gospels, one of the things that you're going to see, that the mighty things that He's doing, is He's a healing. And if you'll notice, everything that He heals is something that nobody else can't do nothing with. Hallelujah. Praise God. I believe He's able to heal a headache, but then we can take an aspirin and get rid of that sometime. He's able to heal sinus, but sinus pill takes care of that sometime. He's able to heal eyes, and sometimes all we need is just better glasses. Praise God. And sometimes they can operate on your ears and you hear better and different things like that. But let me tell you, He's able to do the impossible. Praise God. When you begin to, all those writers, I believe the Holy Ghost moved on them, and the Bible said if all the things that He done was written in a book, the world couldn't contain it. So it didn't go on to tell about the toe aches and the headaches and all those such things. But I'm telling you, I know that He does those too, because I know that He's done it. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, He purchased our healing. Hallelujah. By His stripes we were healed, Peter said. Hallelujah. Hey, you see, I'm not only telling you about what I read. I'm not only telling you about what somebody told me, but I'm telling you about what I know to be real. Oh, hallelujah. I remember being at Brother Bill White some years ago, Brother Oscar, when he was in the old church over there. You know that old cathedral type church. Oh, I love that place. I was over there one day, and there was a black man come over, which was a preacher, and I didn't know, you know, and didn't know. And he got talking to me, and he said he wanted to buy a church, and we talked about it, and I said, look, you'll have to see Brother White, but I'm sure he wouldn't mind you looking at it. And we went in, and he started, and we got to going, me and this black preacher, and he was a Church of Christ preacher. Hallelujah. So two hooked up in there in that church for 3 hours and a half. We went at it. And he didn't believe in women singing. He didn't believe in this. And he didn't believe in... And then, of course, I was out on the other side. And back and forth, he didn't believe in the moving of the Holy Ghost. And of course, I do. Praise God. Praise God. It's not the
the toast and the roast we need, but it's a move of the Holy Ghost that we need. Praise God. And I still believe in speaking in tongues. Praise God. I still believe in the baptism like Paul got it, Peter got it, James got it, all the rest of them. Hallelujah. And we were going back and forth, and I said, now, Mr., I said, let me tell you something. And of course, miracles with them has gone out with the apostles. They're out. I said, no, no. He said, oh, yeah. He said, the last miracles that was performed was by the apostles. No more miracles. Jesus don't do miracles. I said, oh, buddy. And then I said, let me tell you something. I said, I was a young man in my early 20s. This left leg was an inch and a half shorter than the right leg. I wore a drop foot brace with a build up inch and a half shoe and a brace that went up and hooked into this to pick up this foot so it would walk. And I wore a brace all around here. I had 3 major operations. Spent 5.5 months in the veterans hospital. I had ulcers completely covering the top lobe of my stomach. And I couldn't eat, and I hadn't ate nothing from Tuesday till Sunday night. And I said, but my precious old washboard South Georgia mommy, that had been saved ever since she was 13 years old, come by that Sunday night when the doctor had come out. I was in such condition they'd sent me home to die. My doctor, Jim Staples, said, you'll never be no better. You can never be no better. And he said, I've heard of miracles, but I've never seen one. You see what it was when they operated on me one of those times. I broke loose inside. Those veins inside broke loose, and I began to hemorrhage. All I know was I run my hand back there. I felt something wet, and I pulled out, and it was all blood. And about that time, I showed it to my family. I said, I'm a bleeding, and I went unconscious. But that Dr. Jim Staples told me later, he said, boy, today one thing you got on your side is a praying mama. I said, you could hear that little woman a praying all over this hospital. Don't let my boy die, lost God. Don't let my boy die. Don't let him die. Lord, spare him. Hallelujah. And he said, I've heard of miracles. If you're ever any better, it'll take a miracle. I'm sending you home. Well, they sent me home. Oh, hallelujah. But that second Sunday night in April, which will be April 8th, by the way, I got a birthday April the 6th. That'll be my natural, but April the 8th is my spiritual birthday. Hallelujah. Six is man's number. On the 7th, I like to die. In fact, the doctor said I was going to die. But on the 8th, I found life and found it more upon. Ow! Hallelujah. I'm talking about Jesus is our sacrifice. He sacrificed the whipping in Pilate's hall that I could be healed, that you could be healed, that we could be healed. Oh, hallelujah. He's a great physician. He's a healer.
From Tuesday till Sunday, I drank a little water. Mindly living on raw eggs and milk for weeks. My wife was making our living. For 10 months I hadn't been able to work. But that little washboard mama come by me on a Sunday night. And I looked up at her and I said, Mommy, if y'all don't pray before daybreak, I'll be in hell. You see, because Saturday night I went in unconscious and stood on the brinks of hell. Now the Jehovah's Witness come too late to tell me they ain't a hell. Of course, I knew there was before I seen that, because I was raised. She fell down side that bed and began to pray. Joanne's mama, we was living in the house of Joanne's mama. Joanne's mama come there and began to pray, and others began to pray. They sent up to the church and told them up the road that holiness church said Neil's praying. They began to come down there and pray. It was around 9 and 9:30 according to my uncle. I wasn't keeping up with the time, but one of my uncles, he's a time man. Everything he does, he done it on time. And he said around 9 and 9:30, I think it was, I shot up both hands and the Holy Ghost fell. My mama began to pray and the Holy Ghost fell on her. Laid her hands over them, and that devil had a hold of me so I couldn't do nothing but just lay there and wrestle. I'd never had nothing to have me so much in all of my life. I'd never been so afraid in all of my life. But I'm telling you, when God's Holy Ghost fell on that little woman, she laid her hands on me. I shot my hands up and hollered, God save me. Somewhere's around 2 o'clock on Monday morning, one of my cousins that was a preacher was there, and he said, Neil, how do you feel? I said, man, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm saved, I'm healed. Glory to God. Are you sure you healed? I said, I'm sure I healed. You see, they had to take me and roll me over to put that brace on me. They had to roll me around and put that brace. I couldn't even get out of bed and walk because that foot was just like that. It wouldn't, and I just throwed the cover back, held on my pajamas, and got up and come out of walking. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm talking about a healer. I'm talking about one that saved. He purchased our healing, brother. Praise God. By His stripes you were healed. Praise God. Then He stepped on past Pilate's hall and He went up the Golgotha's hill. He carried the cross. With the scourgings of our healing, they nailed Him to the cross. Hallelujah. This is a nail in a sure place, you hear me? A lot of nails have pulled loose. A lot of nails have failed, and a lot of crosses meant nothing but one man dying for his own guilt and for his own sin. But I'm telling you, yonder on Golgotha's hill, there was a sacrifice being made for mankind and for the sins of man. Hallelujah. And paying the price that we might be saved from our sin. Oh, glory. It wasn't the man on the right or the man on the left, but it was a man in the middle. Hey. It was the man in heaven and the man on the earth, but it was a man hanging between the heavens and the earth. Oh, glory to God. He was reaching heaven for us, and heaven was reaching down to us. Glory! Making the sacrifice, paying the price that we might be saved from our sins. Would you get us a song ready? I'm going to try to quit. Thank you, oh God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Water to a thirsty soul, so it's good news from a far country. I got news from heaven for you tonight. You don't have to be lost. Hey, I don't care how much sin you got. I don't care how much sin you got in your life, how deep in sin you've been. He's able to save unto the uttermost all them that come unto God by Him. Seeing they have a little can make an intercession. He's interceding right now. He's a pleading right now. Hallelujah. Wherefore, seeing we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay us in sin that does so easily beset us, and run with patience a race that's set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our salvation. I'm telling you, there's heavens a-looking on. Again, the race, really true, really faithful, for the sacrifice has been made. I'm a feeling like the little boy when sugar was rationed in World War II. And was having to take syrup and make sugar out of it and turn it to sugar. And they couldn't get the sugar because the sugar settled in the bottle of the bottom of the jug, and they had to get the syrup off first. And the mama told them, said, we're going to have to get all this syrup off and eat it. Then we get the sugar. And it's getting on down closer to the sugar. And the little boy said, it's getting gooder and gooder. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you tonight, dear friend, if you come to Him, it'll just get better and better. Hallelujah. Oh, sweeter gets a journey every day. Serving Jesus really pays. I get happy in the old time way. Praise God. I'm so glad to know tonight that there's a God that sits on the circle of the earth. Heaven is His throne, earth is His footstool. That He measures out the heaven with a span, that He holds the waters in the hollow of His hand. Hallelujah. Who's going forth? I'm so glad to know that a God like that loved me so much, had loved you so much, that He sent His Son for our sacrifice.
Christ to pay the price and died in our stead. Hallelujah. When we should have died, when we should have paid the price, He stepped in our place and He stepped between us and the judgment and the wrath of God and became our sin. Who knew no sin and did no sin, neither guile found in His mouth. Hallelujah. Oh, what a Savior. What a sacrifice. What a price. Glory! Glory! It was not a car. It was not land. It was not houses. But it was alive. Glory!
The devil knows that man loves life when he talked to God and Job and said, skin for skin, all that a man hath will he give for his life. Yes, sir. They might be such a penny pincher till they won't buy themselves a drink. They might be such a penny pincher till they won't buy themselves a hamburger. But you let them come right down to dine and see what will happen. Hallelujah. Oh, but when it come down to it for the Lola Nazarene, when it come down to it for Him who is the resurrection and the life and the light and the truth, praise God. Oh, who come from the very bosom of the Father, who reached over and took the cup, the dredged, bitter cup of sin and death, and drank it for us. Hallelujah. I wish I could preach it better to you. I wish I could preach it half as good as I feel it. But he tasted of death for us all. That we might inherit eternal life. I don't know what your problem might be tonight. I don't know what you think of Him. But I think He's altogether lovely. I think He's the lily of the valleys, the rose of Sharon, the bright and morning star, the offspring of David. I think He's the glory of the Father, the honor of heaven, the sweetness of life, and the joy of our salvation. Hallelujah. Brother, it all revolves right around Him. Hallelujah. With Him making such a commitment and such a sacrifice and paying such a supreme price, I would like to ask you just one question in concluding. Are you willing to live wholly, totally for Him? Present your body a sacrifice that's alive. Are you willing to offer up the sacrifices of praise? I don't feel like praising. Yeah? I'm sure in the flesh He didn't feel like what He did because He had to pray. But He did it because He loved us. We do things sometimes not out of how we feel. Well, sometimes us holiness folks, we judge everything by our feelings. God's not doing nothing if I'm feeling bad. If I ain't shouting, we ain't having no revival. Ooh-ooh. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, it doesn't matter how you feel. You owe Him the sacrifice of praise. and a life of dedication for the price He paid to save our souls. Christ is our sacrifice. He died in our stead. Stand with us tonight. As every head's bowed, please, before we're going to do a little different here tonight. Every head's bowed. Nobody's looking but me and the Lord. I won't tell a soul. Don't tell my wife. Don't even talk to my wife about things like this. With every head bowed, would you slip up your hand and say, Brother Neil, I feel like really I need to make a deeper dedication to the Lord because He's done so much. Would you pray for me? Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that hand. Thank you for that one. There's been quite a few hands. There goes another hand, goes up. Another hand slides up, and another hand slides up, and another hand slides up, and another hand, and another hand. Yes, I see that hand back there, young lady. Praise God. Oh, it's for certain that we can never get too close to Him, but we can be too far away. Hallelujah. Draw nigh unto God and He'll draw nigh unto you. My soul hath no pleasure in them that draweth back. There's people that get saved and do good for a while and back up. I don't know your situation as it is, but look at your conversion and the time you started. Are you going forward or backward? Are you going on or are you just easing back? Would you tonight that slipped up your hands, would you step out and be the first to come and say, Lord, I want to get closer to You. Draw me nearer.